We are Quixie 98.3 with Praise and Shine. You've heard the expression, random acts of kindness. Well, this devotional is a good example, and it's titled, Secret Giver. For Christopher, a physically disabled veteran, everyday activities had become more challenging, took longer to finish, and increased his pain. Still, he did his best to serve his wife and child. Passersby would see him using a push mower to cut his lawn each week. One day, Christopher received a letter and an expensive riding lawnmower from an anonymous donor. The secret giver's satisfaction came through the privilege of helping someone in need. Jesus doesn't say that all our giving should be in secret, but he does remind us to check our motives when we give. And that's in Scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Jesus also said, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. While God expects us to be open-handed givers, he encourages us to avoid doing good deeds in front of people for the purpose of receiving accolades or special recognition. When we realize everything we have comes from God, we can be secret givers who don't need to pat our own backs or gain the admiration of others. Our all-knowing giver of all good things delights in the genuine generosity of his people. Nothing beats the reward of God's approval. So how has God helped you through someone else's secret giving? Who can you help with an anonymous gift today? Our loving God blesses us with opportunities to give as selflessly and sacrificially as he has given to us. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, take care, be well, and God bless.